Another advice out of Keep Your Arts. Lucy Shalom, 353. On the bottom. Biglal sha'alayinyan she'shvirat ha'inayim yesh kaza sara. Because that of the matter of guarding the eyes, there's such a hiddenness in the world. Lachen, ha'tshuva ha'ishona shel ha'adam, yakir b'kach shezeh issur gamur. The first tshuva, people do it every day, people do this. Remind yourself that it's a complete issur. It's a complete issur. Every thing a person sees, a non-sneus woman, or a woman that he sees, right, and you get attracted to, is asu, like any other isu. And the Torah says that even if he doesn't get attracted to, she's a 9-year-old lady, and she's wearing all black in a sack, right? Also that, it's not munamusa, it's not appropriate to look at her. Okay? So that, guessing that, especially now, a young woman, today, even a woman is 7 years old, people get, they look at her and they get attracted, so we're a little bit crazy. What do we do? Ayetzo masit et ha'adam mevalpelota she'achshol z'davar tov izkot gunabrit z'zo chazidun. The Yetzer Hara, he persuades a person and confuses him to think it's a good thing to have tikkun abrit. It's chasidus, it's a special thing, it's very important. But it's not a soul. But here in this classroom, we were all here, I think, we read the Shulchan Aruch, because you're not allowed to look at a woman. Not even at a finger. If you look at the finger of a woman, as if you looked in that place of hers. Yeah, everyone will agree to look in that place as a soul, right? So the Torah tells you, the Gemara tells you, the Shabbos, I'll do it with you. I had to do with this parsha, the previous parsha. They found all the Tachshitim, the jewelry, that were shaped in certain shapes, remember the body of the woman? Yeah, it's a su. And that's why a person has to remind himself before he does tshuva and guarding his eyes. And he says, Hashem, please, I have to know. It's the same thing like I have to eat kosher, and I have to keep Shabbos, and I have to put a tefillin. I'm not allowed to hit someone, I'm not allowed to curse, I'm not allowed to hate. The same mitzvah I have, I'm not allowed to look. No difference.
You're supposed to be happy. It's a big part of Breslov is to be happy.
Always be happy.
Right?
Not only a Breslov, the Torah says.
So if you see a pretty woman, that makes you happy, aren't you?
You're supposed to be happy, so let's smoke up. Every day, take a bit of drugs, no? I want to be happy.
Yeah.
If that depends how you define happiness. Mm-hmm. If you define happiness as having relations and looking at a beautiful woman, okay, this is very sad. Because then if you don't have that, you're sad. If you define happiness as emunah, so you're always happy. Because you have emunah is always. Even in the Holocaust, in the concentration camps, or a soldier in Gaza, in a tank that's blowing up right now, he could also be happy. Knowing he's dying. A person who has from cancer, and knows his last days, he's still happy. Why? He's happy with Hashem, he's happy with his emunah. A person that has a parnas, doesn't have children, doesn't have anything. Anything in life, he's still happy. Why? Because the emunah is what makes him happy. Hashem is what makes him happy. Simcha is simcha of the mitzvah. It's not simcha of the Rav Aruch said on Shabbos. What's the first mitzvah a Jew does when he turns 13? What's the first mitzvah? Simcha. The mitzvah of simcha. The second, the moment, the sun sets, or the stars, whatever it is. The first simcha you can do, Doraisa, it's a mitzvah Doraisa. To serve Hashem with happiness. A person has to remind himself every single day it's a su. It's a complete isu. Lachen, therefore, our tzad harishon is called the tshuva. So the da'at she'asu la'avor shu avera v'asu yisakel ha'shu yisha. The first thing to do tshuva is to remind yourself to know. It's a su to look at any woman. So to do any averas. And one of the averas is to look at any woman. וכשהוא מתחיל את ההתבודדות, יתחיל עם אישור הדעת לזכור את לעצמו. And when he begins the התבודדות, he'll begin with Yishuv Hadas, right? Setting the mind, reminding himself and say, listen, Yishai. Tell yourself like this, listen, Yishai. Each one with his own name. Okay, don't say, listen, Yishai, and you're Yishai. Say, listen, Ezra. Yeah. Listen. There's an issue to tell it to look at a woman. And there's a few lavim, it says in the Pasuk. Don't go after your hearts and eyes. Don't do new. Don't covet. Don't have desires to other women. And someone who sees, of course he has coveting, of course he sees, the Torah says, you see, you want. Right? What you see is what you want. That's what all advertising is, what all that is all about, right? Everyone knows that. What's all advertising is all about? You see, you want.
Especially with automobiles.
What's that, cars?
Cars, yeah.
Why, especially?
It's a big marketing thing. You know, they want to envision yourself. You have commercials for women, commercials for men, commercials for teenagers.
That people sitting in the whole industry, huh?
Yeah. The same thing as for beer. They spend billions on beer commercials. Drink this brand, drink that brand.
I don't know, I drink beer what I like. There's one type I like, and that's all. So the question, why do I like it, you're saying? Maybe because I started advertising something?
Yeah, like Budweiser.
I don't like Budweiser.
Miller, Budweiser, all those brands. In Israel, this is a very famous country for beers now. They have a lot of small breweries. They make only a few barrels.
Uh-huh. And it's like a boutique.
Yes, boutique. Uh-huh. Boutique beers. Very big in Israel.
I like beer. The kids, so. You have to be dangerous, it's dangerous, you have to be careful, it says you have to protect, guard yourself from anything bad. Even if someone, there's two ways to go, there's a safer way and a more parutz way, and he goes in the more parutz way, even though he guards his eyes, okay? The Gemara calls him a rasha. Of course, to go with open eyes anywhere is asur.
What is parut?
Parutz, exposed. Exposed. Women which are exposed.
Oh.
Therefore, you have no choice, Yishai. What are you going to do? How are you going to protect yourself? You can't. You know you can't protect yourself. What should you do? Therefore, you must work on this. You must stand in front of Hashem, pray, or guard your eyes. Unless you, if you don't do this, you're like Meshuggah. It says in the Torah, in the Mishnah, don't be a Rasha in front of Hashem. Not even one moment. And also remind yourself before you daven, all kinds of ways. Anyways, this type of person should remind yourself all the time how dangerous it is and how it is so when you can't do it. What?
I had a good lesson in that yesterday. Coming in my office and we are shooting. So I'm walking here.
Off to the other office?
Yeah. Very nice. So.
And your job.
That's one of the things you do is you find out.
He helps to fill the big alliance.